Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
praise to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Truly, Lord, there is no one like you. There's none beside you, none above you, and there never will be, Lord. Hallelujah. And we want to start out telling you, before we tell you anything else, Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We magnify you and we glorify you on tonight. Glory to God. On tonight, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know I got First Lady with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And later on in our broadcast, it's Monday night. So you know what that means. The Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship will be joining us on tonight. Glory to God. Bringing forth a dynamic word from God. As usual, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace and get this party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today. We just want to glorify you on today. We just want to magnify you on today. Lord, we want to love on you on today, Lord. We want you to know, Lord, that we appreciate you. Lord, there is none like you, none beside you, none above you, no one like you, Lord. Glory to God, and we just want to magnify you on tonight. We just want to praise you on tonight. We just want to lift you up on tonight, Lord. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop in our hearts, minds, and spirits, Lord. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight as he prepares to come forth with the word of God. Lord, we ask you that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing the anointing to flow freely on tonight. And we praise you. We magnify you. Yes. We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. We just love you on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We can't tell you enough how much we love you. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. Hallelujah, Lord. You didn't have to do anything that you done, but you did. And for that, Lord, we are grateful. We show our appreciation to you. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. And we magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. If you're just not tuning in, this is more than an hour of power, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And we thank God for each and every last one of you joining us, amen. We hope you are ready to hear a dynamic word from the Lord, amen. My brother in Christ will be coming forth in just a few minutes, glory to God, hallelujah, to bless you tonight with a word from the Lord. But we got to open up, hallelujah. We ain't got to, but we are, hallelujah, with our opening scripture, hallelujah, on tonight, amen. And we've been switching it up. Now we're going to Mark chapter 11, amen, and we're reading from 22, hallelujah, amen, to 24. Mark chapter 11, 22 through 24, praise God, and it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you have received them, and ye shall have them." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're talking about, amen, real quick, again, your belief. Your belief system. Hallelujah. Praise God. In verse 23, praise God, he says, "And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass." So whatever you say, you got to believe, yes, what you're saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of us saying stuff we don't believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you're saying it, well, Elder said to say it. Praise God. So I've been saying it, but it ain't happening. Praise God. Why? Because you still don't believe it. It ain't enough to say it if you don't believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus is telling us, glory to God, hallelujah, when you say something, believe it in your heart, in your soul, in your being, in your core, hallelujah, that whatever you just said is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible says he shall have whatsoever. See, that whatsoever is the tripped out part. Because every time you speak something bad in your life, you believe it so much that it materializes right away. Oh, today ain't going to be a good day. And it ain't, because you said it. Glory to God. And you believed it when you said it. And that's what happened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you know you can manifest, hallelujah, amen, positive things in your life just that fast if you really believed it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The problem is you not believing what you're saying. But he says if you believe it, if you change your mind and begin to believe these things in your heart, hallelujah, when you say them, you will activate something in the supernatural that will cause it to materialize in the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, amen, let's remember as we move forward, hallelujah, we got to believe what we're saying. We got to speak things that are not as if they were. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to make these things come to pass. God has put the power in you to do this. Praise God. We just got to use the power which is already given. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in on tonight. If you're just now tuned in and called in, hallelujah, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. And that is Monday night, which means we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of the West Coast, hallelujah, Los Angeles, California, is in the house on tonight, praise God, and bringing forth the word of God, hallelujah, is their leader, hallelujah, the apostle, praise God, hallelujah, my brother in Christ, hallelujah, amen. I'm talking about none other than our very own, glory to God, the holy apostle, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on, somebody, give God praise on tonight. Amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Amen. Come on and give him all the praise and the honor. Amen. He is so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Amen. Somebody that got a praise in their heart, a praise in their spirit, for Yahshua, come on and let it out tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is a good God. How many of you agree with that on tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give God the
hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. Lord. Come on and clap those hands. Come on and lift your voices
yes,
and give God
thank
the glory.
You, Lord.
Come on,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because at the end of the day, he's still good. Come on here, somebody.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when I think of the goodness and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I got to thank him. I got to bless him. Hallelujah. I don't care what my circumstances say. I don't care what my situation say. I don't care what my condition say. I got to give him the praise. I got to give him the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank him on tonight. Amen. We thank him and reverence him on tonight. Amen. Giving honor to the anointing of God on tonight, to the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. Hallelujah. Thank God on tonight because there's no one like him. Hallelujah. So, Father, I reverence you tonight, Lord, and I thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. Give an honor to my dear brother. Amen. Elder Prevost, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The prince of brothers. Amen. And to your wife, amen as well. Amen. Send honor over there too as well. Amen. To my queen and my good thing, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I give reverence and honor to you tonight. Amen. And to all our beautiful kids, amen. Hallelujah. With honor and reverence to them as well. To all of the fellowship that may be online tonight, amen. I shout y'all out too as well. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. I want to talk about something that God put on my heart, beloved. I want y'all to really spirit around what God is saying to us on tonight. How many of you are familiar with the one world religion?
Amen.
The one world religion. Amen. That's not getting ready to take place. That has already taken place. They have already designed something up. That's why we can't get caught up into church because if church was of God, then how is the enemy able to make a one-world religion out of all churches who have signed up through the 501c3? That we'll be talking about tonight too as well. But our foundational scripture is going to come from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11. Matter of fact, Let's begin with verse 10. Hallelujah. That's why, beloved, it's so important for us to really take hold of the word of God in this hour. I hope y'all can hear me with clarity on tonight. That's why it's so important on tonight for us to be fully engulfed with the word of God, fully believe it, do not waver on it. Do not doubt the word of the living God, because the word is alive. I don't think many of us understand. This word is not just words, but the words are alive if they become alive in you. See, you, the minute we take God at his word, then the word then becomes alive in us. Come on here, somebody. It can become alive in us that we take the word of God to be the word of the living God, so that the word can get where? In our heart. Amen. So when the word get in our heart, that's when the transformation takes place. That's when the word then becomes more than words on a piece of paper. They become life. Amen. Yahshua said, the words I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are what? Life. Amen. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. Let's have a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, I reverence you on tonight. I ask you, Father, to have your way on tonight, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to just, God, do whatever you want to do tonight, Lord. I acknowledge, Lord, that you are the preacher, the teacher, the apostle. God, you are the prophet. And then you're the pastor, Lord. You are everything, God, to tonight.
Yes, Lord.
For every night. We thank you on tonight, God, for what you're about to reveal to us, God, concerning this one world religion. And God, we thank you that you said who the Son set free is free indeed. So we are free in you, God. Hallelujah. You said what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we give you praise on tonight. Reveal to us what we need to know. Don't let us be in the dark about nothing, Father. We thank you for turning on the light. Your word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway. So we give you praise on tonight, and we give you all the glory and the honor. For it is in Yahshua, HaMashiach's holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout on tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So two words I want you to get in your spirit tonight. Religion and denomination. Can y'all hear me on tonight? Religion,
yes, Lord.
And denomination.
Yes, Lord.
If you say it real slow, you can hear some things. Religion. Notice how legion is in religion.
Legion. Domination.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
you can hear legion in religion.
Yes,
and you can hear demon in denomination. Denomination. Demon nation, denomination.
Denomination.
Uh-huh. You can abstract demon out of denomination.
Yes, Lord.
So when you ask somebody what denomination are you from, you're actually asking them what demon nation are you from. And so is that why the enemy is not afraid of church? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And while we have in church, there are demonic things happening while we have in church. And God says, that's why I didn't call you to have no church. Because that's when the enemy is most at work, while we have in church.
Church.
But God says, now I've called you out of the church because of the deception that is going on within the church. Come with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. Is everybody there?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody? Amen. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. The word of the Lord reads. It says, and with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish. So, God is saying for all of them that are perishing, he said that there is this deceitfulness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
But why it's important when the word come to you, I'm talking about the real word, when the real word come to you, and the only way you're going to know the real word is by the Holy Ghost. That's why we need the Holy Ghost to let us know when he is speaking. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he bear witness of himself. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, because the enemy, I know the word too. Oh, yeah, my son, the bullshit. Speak God on tonight. The devil know the word too. He just don't quote it in the right content, because there's no truth in him. But he knows the word. Hallelujah. And he know how to use the word to manipulate people. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
He said, well, because they receive not the love of the truth. Come on here, somebody. The love of the truth. That they might be saved. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So through them denying the love of the truth, verse 11, and for this cause, what cause? Because when the word of the Lord came to them, when the love of the truth came to them, they denied it. Amen. They wouldn't accept it. They closed their heart and they closed their ears to it. So therefore, for this cause, God shall send them what? A strong delusion. In other words, he gonna send a word that is not him, and when they hear it, it don't sound like him, and they gonna fall for it completely. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus. Come on, here, go.
So God is gonna allow them to be turned over to a lie because they refuse to receive the truth. That's why you got to hold on, beloved, to what you got. Come on here, somebody.
Amen, 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 amen.
I want to encourage you, beloved, on tonight. Hold on, like everything, to what you got. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't let go of your truth. Don't let go of the word of God that is in you. Why? Because God is saying that's what's going to keep you in these last and final hours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People are losing their mind because they letting go of the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Let go of the truth.
And let me tell you, a lot of these churches, a lot of the pastors have already been bought off. Come on here, somebody. They want you to be caught up into a good feeling more than the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that, amen, all the time, the word is not going to make you feel good, but it's good for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Lord, I need you, Lord, to strengthen me. I need you, Lord, to make me stronger. I need you, Lord God, to put me in a place that when the enemy come with his lies, glory to God, I can shut the door in his face and tell him to go back to hell where he belongs. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So the Lord over here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 says, I've turned them over to a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the same breath, glory to God, you got to understand that this here is in a reprobated state of mind state. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I mean, God has turned them over to a reprobated mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now, they can't even accept the truth because the lie has covered their mind to the degree that God is saying, now I will no longer allow you to accept the truth. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because when the truth came to you, you denied the only thing that could save your soul. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Look at what the Lord says. He says in verse 12, he says that they all might be damned. Come on here, somebody. That word damned means already judged, already headed for hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Whoa. They're going to hell.
That they all might be damned who believe what? Not the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, this hour, glory to God, this one world is missing. It's sending people and telling people a whole bunch of lies. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Here, one world is missing. They're not preaching the word of God. Glory to God. They're telling you that you ain't got, they don't take all that to be saved. Glory to God. They telling us that homosexuals can go to heaven. Come on here, somebody. They telling us that you ain't got to be delivered from sin. Come on here, somebody. They telling us that you don't need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They telling us, Lord, that you need to look for heaven here on earth. But how many know there ain't going to be no heaven on earth? Glory to God. Heaven is going to crack the sky. Glory to God. And God, Omosando, is going to come back for us who are filled and sealed with the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm. So all these demon nations are going to come together. But let me tell you what they're not telling us, beloved. Amen. How many of you know that there's no separation of church and state? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to hear me on tonight, child of God. There ain't no separation of church and state. How are you saying that, Apostle? Because the Pope is the one that gives the orders to the president. There ain't no democracy. There's a corporation. And the corporation is being ran by the president, who's getting his orders straight from the Pope. Come on here, somebody. But what got people in disarray, what got people in fear, is the fact that they put so much fear in the people through the COVID-19 epidemic, glory to God, pandemic, glory to God, that everybody is fearful of the virus. And the virus has taken the place of God. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still hearing me on tonight?
Yes.
People can't fear God because they too busy fearing the virus. Come on here, somebody. People worried about them catching something. But God says if you cover by the blood, you ain't got to worry about catching nothing. Oh, I wish somebody helped me out on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
How can we preach to the people that God is a healer and we run it up there to take the vaccine quicker than the people? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How can we tell people that God is a protector, and we trusted in the same thing that they trusted in? Glory to God. Hallelujah. How can we tell the people not to get vaccinated and over half that already got vaccinated? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But while I was praying, saints, guess what the Lord shared with me while I was praying? He said they took the vaccine to keep their 501c3.
Wow.
Because they were commanded by the government, amen, to take the vaccine so that they would not shut them down. Come on here, somebody. That's why when they said for all the churches to shut down, they had to shut down. They had to 501c3 and take the vaccine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When people don't have a church in their cars, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But God is saying, what about me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How you going to tell the people who I am and you more fearful than they are? Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I mean, the way the Bible says, no man can serve two masters. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. What's in my spirit is, for all of my brothers out there that took the vaccine, glory to God, you serving two masters. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How you going to trust God and trust the vaccine at the same time when the vaccine is not of God? Amen. It's connected to the government. Come on here, somebody. It is designed, glory to God, to set you up for the one world religion. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Yes, Lord.
People get deceived right in church. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why God wrote Ichabod on the door. Come on here, somebody. The glory of the Lord has departed. Glory to God. It's no longer in the house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So now you got people walking around in a strong delusion. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Notice what it said in verse 11. He said a strong delusion. Come on here, somebody. In other words, they totally under the influence of the lie of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, the enemy now has deceived them into believing that he is God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Father, he has taken the place of God. But how many know that the devil is still a liar? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, I can't hear nobody
tonight. I said, how many know that the devil is still a liar? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is. He's a liar. Same in
him. Let's go to John chapter 4 right quick. Let me show you something. John chapter 4, verse 24, I believe. How many of you still remember what that verse says? Go to John chapter 4, verse 24. Let me show you something. God going to help us tonight. Hallelujah. John 4 and 24. Is everybody there? John 4 and 24. I don't know why, but I feel a shout in somebody's spirit. I feel somebody want to give God some praise right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let's just have 3 seconds to give God
Lord.
A praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody
is happy about the fact that they're not under no delusion. Come on here, somebody. Somebody happy about the fact that they not under the lie and the deception of these. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, that's why it's so important to believe that you have received when you pray. Amen. Don't be fooled. God knows if we believe him or not. Come on here, somebody. God knows if you believe him
Come
or
on,
not.
Please,
Come
Lord.
On here, somebody. Amen. God ain't fooled. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, God ain't fooled. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
God ain't fooled.
He know everything. He know when we pray. He know our heart when we pray. He know our mind when we pray. He know our spirit when we pray. He know the words that come from our mouth. He know if they sincere or not. We need to be real with God. Come on, be real with God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. If you be real with God, God will be real with you. Come on here, somebody. If you be sincere with God, God will be sincere with you. If you be upright with God, he'll be upright with you. Come on and give him a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick, say, neighbor, keep it real with the Lord. Keep it real with him. Keep it real with him. You can walk with him if you keep it real with him. Hey, you can fellowship with him if you keep it real with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
We trying to play games with the wrong one. And see, that's the problem. We have been in the world so much, we learn how to play games. And then we try to come on God's side and play games. But God said, no, you can't do that over here because I am the one that I already wrote the game. You can't play with me because I'm real. I am a real God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody give your real God a praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for being real.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Woo, glory to God. I felt that, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
John 4, verse 24. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord says, God is a spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
God is a spirit. So one thing I know about God is that he is a spirit. So if God is a spirit, what kind of spirit is it? He is the Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Why? Because God is what? Holy. The one thing that I know about God for sure, I know for a fact, God is a spirit. And you know what else I know about God for a fact, beloved, that we know about God tonight? Is that God is love. Come on here, somebody. So I know two things that the devil can't trick me with. I know God is a spirit, and I know God is love. Come on here, somebody. So I know for a fact that if it ain't coming through the Holy Spirit, it ain't coming from God. Come on here, somebody. And if it ain't coming through love, I know it ain't coming through God. Because anything that comes through God has to have love behind it. Come on here, somebody. Got to have love in it. Come on here, somebody. Got to have love with it. Come on here, somebody. If love is not in it, then God ain't in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
So the Bible says God is a spirit. And they that worship him. Come on here. So God is letting us know tonight, you can't worship me if your spirit ain't right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to have the right kind of spirit to worship God.
That's right.
Anybody can praise God, but everybody can't worship God. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Because see, worship takes you to a whole nother level with God. See, you got to know God to worship him. See, you praise him for what he do, but you worship him for who he is. Oh, somebody. Oh, God, I feel the power of God on tonight. See, we praise him for what he do. Anybody can praise him. But see, only those of us who love him and know him can worship him, because we worship him for who he is. Come on here, somebody. Somebody just begin to worship him for who he is. Come on here, somebody. He is the Almighty God. Hallelujah. He is my battle line. Hallelujah. He is the great Jehovah. Hallelujah. He is the Lord. He is the bread of life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He is the living water. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on worshiping. Say, don't you stop worshiping.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If they that worship him must worship him in spirit, that is true.
Come on now.
How many know that? If you ain't got no truth in you, you can't worship God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. All right. All right.
Oh, I wish somebody stay with me tonight. See, you got to be walking in the truth. You got, it's not enough just to know the truth. The truth got to be in you. Come on here, somebody. In order to really worship God, you got to have truth in you. Come on here, somebody. And you shall know the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the truth shall make you free. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That word know means to have an intimate encounter with. That word know means to be intimate with. Not just to know it in your head. You got to know the truth in your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
God said, that's why I'm telling you tonight, children of the Most High. He said, I'm telling my children tonight, hold on to what you got. I don't care how mad the devil gets. Continue to speak that word, glory to God. Continue to walk in what you know.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Glory to God. We're not a part of this religion. We're not a part of this one word religion. We're a part of the body of Christ. We are a part of the body of the anointed. Hallelujah. We are a part of the world. We know him and he knows us. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hear somebody say, Say, neighbor, I am the body of Christ, hallelujah, and you are the body of Christ too, glory to God. I love you, neighbor, and I need you to survive. Come on here, somebody. I love you, neighbor, and I need you to survive, hallelujah, glory to God. One of us might be the hands, the other one might be a feet, hallelujah. The other one might be a mouthpiece, but you put it together, you got a body. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. How many know that every part of your body is important? Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see, let me tell you, a lot of people going to be tricked, beloved. They're going to be fooled because they're going to be so busy having church that they're not going to recognize that God is no longer in the building. Come on here, somebody. Preachers preaching, but they preaching with no anointing. How is this possible? Come on here, somebody. It sounds good, it look good, but God ain't in it. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, tell somebody, say, neighbor, I ain't tricked. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I ain't tricked, neighbor.
I know the Spirit of God, and He knows me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, come on and praise the beloved. Come on and give God praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. You know, beloved, I'm so glad tonight that the Lord is in charge. Come on here, somebody. Come back with me right quickly to 2 Thessalonians. I want to give a word of encouragement out tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I want to give a word of encouragement out tonight to us through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Go right now, beloved, to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to begin at verse 1. Is everybody in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3?
Amen.
Everybody ready? In the word of the Lord reads, it says, finally, brethren, pray for us. Finally, comma, brethren, comma, pray for us. And this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to pray for each other. We're going to pray for each other tonight.
Yes.
That the word of the Lord may have free course. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That the word of the Lord may have free course. And be glorified, even as it is with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray tonight that the word of the Lord have free course. In other words, nothing will be able to get in the way of the word. Come on here, somebody. That the word will be able to move like it wants to, do what it wants to, say what it wants to. Hallelujah. Somebody say right now, say, Lord, have your way. Tell him right now, say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
That the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. Lord, you get all the glory, Lord. You be glorified, Lord. You get all the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You, So let your goodness be seen, Lord. And first of all, let your presence, let your presence, God, hallelujah, fill my body, Lord, with your presence, God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Even as it is with you. Look at what verse 2 says. And that ye may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
That you may be delivered from unreasonable. That word that reasonable means people you can't reason with. You can't. The more you try to reason with them, the more the devil get to talking through them. You try to tell them the truth, and they start going left. Amen. He said, deliver from unreasonable. I can't reason with you. I can't talk to you. And wicked men. Wicked men. Wicked. Not evil men. Wicked men. Hallelujah. That sin has got into their nature. They're wicked. Their thoughts are wicked. Their words are wicked. Their deeds are wicked. Come on here, somebody. For all men have not faith. Come on here, somebody. For all men have not faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Lord, keep us away from those who don't have faith, those who don't have confidence in you. Keep us away from them. Come on and give God praise if you're in agreement with that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Verse 3 says, but the Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. They might not be faithful, but the Lord is faithful. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the Lord is faithful. How many of you know that the Lord is faithful? Come on here, somebody. Everybody may walk out, but the Lord is faithful. Amen. People may lie, try to destroy your name, your character, but the Lord is faithful. That word faithful means that God said, I ain't going to let you down. Come on here, somebody. That word faithful means that I can count on. That word faithful means God is not going to let me down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you? In other words, he don't allow you to be firm. He don't establish you. He don't establish you, which means you're not going to be moved by the enemy. Come on here, somebody. That means that we got a firm foundation. He going to establish us, in other words. Hallelujah. Wind may come. Hallelujah. Amen. Wind may blow, but we're not going to be blown away by the wind, because God says, I'm going to establish you.
Thank you.
Glory.
And keep you from evil. Come on, everybody. And keep you from evil. In other words, when I want to do wrong, God says, I'm going to make you do right. Lord, I'm going to keep you from evil. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to keep you from the desire of your flesh. I'm going to keep you from the desires of the devil. I'm going to keep you, glory to God, from the desires of the world. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to keep you from evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many know that God is a keeper? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's a keeper of the vocals that I'm outside. Even when you don't want to be kept, he'll keep you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You could be thinking about something. God said, no, not you. You won't go straight home. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at verse 4. And yet, we have confidence in the Lord touching you. Come on here, somebody. And we have confidence. See, I got confidence tonight in the Lord touching you. Glory to God. I got confidence that he's right there with you, holding you. I got confidence that he's right there encouraging your heart. I got confidence that he's right there with you right now. And he let you know I got you. Come on here, somebody. Give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I got some confidence tonight that you're going to do exactly what the Lord is telling me to tell you to do. Come on here, somebody. I got the confidence that you're receiving his word with the love and joy that is in your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. We're going to close it up with verse 5. And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God. And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God. Come on, everybody. Why? Because nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's what Paul said.
Yes,
nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Come on, everybody. Which is in the anointed word. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate me from his love. Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and into the patience.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen to what the Lord says. And into the patience, waiting for Christ. Come on here, somebody. And into the patience, waiting for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Waiting for the anointing. So he said that the Lord is going to direct our hearts into the love of God and into the patience, waiting. So I'm patiently waiting for the anointing. I'm not in no rush because I done got in his presence. Come on here, somebody. How many of the ones you get in his presence ain't no rush?
Amen.
Hey, God, catch that. That's for somebody tonight. Once you get in his presence, ain't no rush.
Amen.
So he says,
hallelujah.
And into the patient waiting for Christ, waiting for the anointed, waiting for the anointed one. Hallelujah. I'm waiting at the most time, patiently for the anointed one. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the glory right now. Holy, somebody give God the praise. Hey, God. We love you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Hey, yes, Lord. We give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you agree with this prayer, come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. If you agree with this prayer, come on and give God a shout.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. While the anointing of God is moving, come on in here and get some of this. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For
yes.
As we pay
him.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
The Bible says a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh the fire. They looking for something to happen. Glory to God. But see, we can patiently wait on him. Hallelujah, because we know we got it right.
Can I get two?
Hallelujah. We know. Hallelujah. We know he's going to write our name in the Lamb's book of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can wait on the road. Hallelujah. I ain't in no rush for you to make the roll call because I know I'm on the list. I know I got my
way.
Glory to God. I know I'm booked. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. We ain't got to be part of no one world. Hallelujah. Religion. Glory to God. Because it ain't but one. And that's the one that serves the Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
Who is on the Lord's side? That's what Moses said. Who is on the Lord's side? Not on your government side. Hallelujah. Not on your religion side. Not on your denomination side. But who is on the Lord's side? Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God that we on his side. Hallelujah. We thank God that we covered by his love. We thank God that we covered by his blood. We just give him the glory and the praise on today.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you for the man of God on today. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. We ask that you replenish him. The virtue that he has poured out unto your people. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to fill him up with your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For everything you're doing in his life. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And
amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Cool.
Hallelujah. Patiently wait. Glory to God. I like what the man of God said. We ain't in no rush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't in no rush. We don't need to be in no rush. Glory. See, you only in a rush when you ain't got your stuff in order. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ever had somebody knock on the door and your house wasn't in order? You wasn't planning on nobody coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But somebody told me if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Glory to God. Spirit, you got to stay ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you don't know when he's going to come. Hallelujah. He said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. You know, a thief don't make a reservation. You ain't going to get no call that say, hey, sister, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be breaking in through your left bedroom window. So because you leave it cracked open for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. No, because he don't want you to be ready. Glory to God. But God say, amen, I want you to be ready. Hallelujah. When I come back. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
We thank God for the man of God. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Amen. If you want to give a donation, amen, to the man of God. Or if you want to, amen, get in touch with the man of God to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. You can reach the man of God at area code 562-542-7794. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is, once again, it's 562-542-7794. And once again, we thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. You can also catch, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship every morning with Morning Glory. Praise God, with your very own, praise God, Apostle Elvin A. Curry. Amen. Bringing you a morning word, a morning manner. Glory to God. Every morning, praise God. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you tune in, hallelujah, to Morning Glory. And, of course, we will be back here on tomorrow night. Same time, same channel for more than an hour of power. And we have truly had a blessed time in the house of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wherever you at right now is the house of the Lord. You are the house. Hallelujah. Of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God that we have had a blessed time in the house on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. And he's going to go ahead and give his final announcement and the benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Father, we thank you on tonight.
We give you praise and glory and honor. And Father, we thank you. And we give you praise, God. Lord God, bless your word. Bless your people on tonight. We thank you on tonight, God. Continue, Lord God, to lead us and guide us, Father. We just give you praise and glory on tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for that of our thunder. We give you praise on tonight, God. Lord God, let your word permeate and rest in our hearts on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are not a part of a one-world religion, but we are a part of your body, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you tonight for choosing us, God. So we ask you tonight, God, to continue to bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue, God, to build us, God. Continue, God, amen, to manifest your glory within us. And we will give you all the praise, glory, and the honor that is due your name tonight, God. And, Father, until tomorrow night, God, bless us, keep us, and hold us. And we give you the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. I now turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. Back in your hands.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
We truly thank God, hallelujah, for the word that was given tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. And on behalf of everybody on the line tonight, we want to, amen, tell everybody, amen, we love you. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayer and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. On more.
Not a man.
Of power.
But can I lie? Another plan for your life. I'm asking you to dream again. Believe again. Take the limits off of me. No, I'm not a man. No. Can I lie? Know the plans I have for you. They're my design. So I'm asking you. And trust again. And take the limits off of me. And I hear the Lord say, take the limits off. Take the limits off. Release me. To accomplish what I promised you, oh, take the limits off of me. Take the limits off. Release me. Release me. No limits. No boundaries. I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me.
No limit.
No limit.
No limit.
No limit.
No boundary.
No boundary.
It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain in the time of rain. Ask for favor while favor is falling.
Hallelujah. Enlarge my territory.